One sentence from today's gospel really captures why we're here tonight. And that sentence has 19 words in it. That sentence says, "For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord." Of those 19 words, it's really four that I want to concentrate on today. Those four are David, Savior, Christ, and Lord. At today's earlier Mass, at the Vigil Mass, we had Matthew's genealogy. If you've been to the Vigil Mass, it's that one where they read about 4 billion names. You hear names like Zerubbabel. You wonder, like, why are kids naming their kids after bridges when you have a name like Zerubbabel that you could use to name your kid? But that's another homily. So the genealogy ends by saying, "Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations." So Abraham is our father in faith, and God makes with him a covenant, and he promises him a nation, a name, and blessing. So that nation is going to come to us eventually through Moses. We'll get the nation of Israel. That nation will grow into become a kingdom, and that's where we get King David. So today's gospel, in that sentence, it talks about being from the city of David. God is telling us that the dynasty, that this nation, this kingdom that was set up will continue through this child that the shepherds will find. Next, we need to look at the word Christ. It comes from the ancient Greek word that means anointed. When you read the scriptures, when a priest or a prophet or a king is called forth, they're anointed. Usually talks about how oil is poured over their head and runs all down their body. The purpose of this is to show when something is anointed, it's set aside for a special task. Well, when a priest, prophet, or king is called, that's what's happening. God is saying, "I'm setting you aside. I need you to do something special for me." This word is translated into Hebrew. It becomes the word for Messiah. So the Jewish people have been waiting for this Messiah, this anointed one, someone who would come, someone who would lead them, someone who would restore them back to the greatness that they had under King David. But this Messiah is also going to be a savior. The Messiah was not just going to bring back temporal power, but we hear from the scriptures that this Messiah would also free us from our sins. Go back to the beginning of John's gospel. There, when John the Baptist sees Jesus Christ coming to be baptized to him, he says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." So we can see Christ is a special Messiah, a special Savior. One who's given this power that is only ascribed to God. The fourth word we'll look at tonight is the word Lord. This word comes from the Hebrew word Adonai. This is the word that says the one true God. When you're reading your Bible, you'll see the word Lord come up a lot. Sometimes all four letters are capitalized, sometimes just the L, and sometimes none of the letters are capitalized, because they're different words that they're coming from. When all four letters are capitalized, that's the word for Adonai. That's the word that says the one true God that should be worshipped. Not the God of the Egyptians, not the God of the Philistines, not the God of the Canaanites, but that one true God that has been in relationship with the Israelites from the very beginning. Now this word from Hebrew will eventually go into Greek. It'll be Kyrie. Then Kyrie will eventually, that's why at the beginning of Mass, sometimes we'll say Kyrie, eleison. Then we'll come to the word to us in Lord. So in giving Christ this title, the angel is saying, look, this is that God you've been waiting for. This is the true God of Israel that you have been longing for. This is the one who has come to set his people free. So now that we see the importance of those four words, who is speaking them? An angel, a divine being. Angels see God face to face. They are his messengers who come down to proclaim God's will to us. But more importantly, who is this angel talking to? Shepherds. Shepherds are usually outcasts. They're in the fringe, in the mountains. Because of their job, they can't keep a lot of the laws. So a lot of times, they're at least ritualistically impure. Then, of course, they hang around with stinky little animals. And who wants to hang around stinky little animals? So here's God saying, my message is starting on the outside, starting with the people in the fringe. I'm bringing my message of salvation to them. They will bring the message in to everybody else. They will be the ones who will prepare the way of the Lord. They will be the ones to bring Christ to the world. So this Christmas, let us think and allow this gospel message to really penetrate our lives. Allow it to come in and see that God is keeping his promise to the kingdom of David, allowing us to know that we do have a Savior, we do have a Messiah, and we do have that one Lord, that one God who's come to set us free. And then we have to proclaim that good news. We have to go out into the world. So does the gospel say, all peoples will know of the glory and goodness of God.